This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday directed the declassification of certain documents related to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, a supportive gesture to victims' families who have long sought the records in hopes of implicating the Saudi government. The order, coming little more than a week before the 20th anniversary of the attacks, is a significant moment in a year-long tussle between the government and the families over what classified information about the run-up to the attacks could be made public. That conflict was on display last month, where many relatives, survivors, and first responders came out against Biden's participation in 9/11 memorial events if the documents remained classified. Power should be restored to New Orleans by the middle of next week, according to utility officials on Friday, and sheriff's deputies are warning people returning to communities outside the city to come equipped like survivalists because of the lack of basic services in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. The storm knocked out electricity to more than 1 million customers in Louisiana alone. But almost all lights in the city should be back on by Wednesday, according to Entergy. That's the company that provides power to New Orleans and much of southeast Louisiana in the storm's path. The lack of power has made a sultry stretch of summer hard to bear and added to the woes in the aftermath of Ida. Louisiana authorities searched Friday for a man who shot another man to death after they both waited in a long line to fill up at a gas station in suburban New Orleans. That does not count the number of people who have died across the area because of the storm. This is VOA News. New Zealand authorities say they shot and killed an extremist after he entered a supermarket and unleashed a knife attack that wounded six shoppers. The Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has described the violence as a terror attack. She says the man was a Sri Lankan national who was inspired by the Islamic State group. She adds that he was well known to the nation's security agencies and was being monitored around the clock. Because the man was under constant monitoring, Ardern says a police surveillance team and a special tactics group were able to shoot and kill him within 60 seconds of the attack starting. Three of those who had been stabbed were seriously injured. A small group of Afghan women have protested near the presidential palace in Kabul, demanding equal rights from the Taliban. Afghanistan's new rulers are working on reforming a government and seeking international recognition. The Taliban captured most of the country in a matter of days last month and celebrated the departure of the last U.S. forces after 20 years of war. Now they face the urgent challenge of governing a war-ravaged country that is heavily reliant on international aid. The Taliban have promised an inclusive government and a moderate form of Islamic rule, but many Afghans, especially women, fear losing the rights they gained over the last two decades. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered officials to wage a tougher epidemic prevention campaign in our style, as he put it, after he turned down some foreign COVID-19 vaccines offered via the UN-backed immunization program. State media said Kim told a Politburo meeting the task of virus prevention was of paramount importance and it needed material and technical support and qualified health workers. North Korea earlier this week told the UN that its allotment of Sinovac doses should be sent to countries with severe outbreaks. Its allotment of AstraZeneca doses is delayed. Some experts believe North Korea may want other vaccines and may want to distribute them strategically within its population. America's employers added just 235,000 jobs in August. It's a modest gain after 2 months of robust hiring at a time when the Delta variant spread has discouraged some people from flying, shopping, and eating out. The unemployment rate dropped to 5.2% from 5.4% in July. And the August job gains, the government reported Friday, fell far short of the big gains in June and July of roughly 1 million a month. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.